was alone wandering the neighborhood road. What I remember my most is that she first told me never to do anything like that again. Afterwards, we both expressed our deep gratitude to the girl, knowing that not just anyone would have done what she did for me. When we got home, my grandmother explained what had happened. It turned out she had been in the garden picking vegetables for lunch, but the garden was so large that she never heard my cries. She scolded me for acting so impulsively, leaving the house without permission or company. As she spoke, I couldn't help but agree with her. Everything she said was true. Afterwards, she made me lunch and put me to bed. Once I had fallen asleep, she called my mom to explain.